This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
That not so confident feeling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. We've had lots of good news from the economy lately. The markets are way up over last year's lows. The economy is growing, and some analysts are saying the recession is over. Americans, though, just not buying it. Consumer confidence is down this month for the second month in a row. The Reuters University of Michigan index found people are very concerned about unemployment, and retailers worry that will mean very tight fists this holiday season. Marshall Cohen is a retail analyst for the NPD Group. He joins us live. Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning.
So what do you make of low consumer confidence?
One of the things we have to recognize is that we're in this new era of consumption. Consumers are going to be very reactive. It's almost like we're evaluating everything with a microscope. So they'll be taking one step up and maybe a step back. And that rockiness makes us all very suspect to where the consumer is. But the consumer is basically just looking at what do they need and what do they desire. And without great new exciting product, they're going to be lackadaisical when it comes to shopping. And that's kind of the lull we're in. Retailers have gotten very conservative, and the consumer is responding as such.
I mean, we've gotten some good news from JCPenney this morning. They raised their outlook for the year and said that they're not going to have to discount like they did last year. But also Walmart said that it expects its sales to decrease. So where do you expect things will fall?
Well, what we're starting to see is the consumer beginning to respond to the holiday season. Just now, they're starting to think about where they're going to buy and what they're going to spend. Value, meaning price, is going to be such an important key. Last year, anyone who had the lowest prices, the biggest sales, the 75% discounts, were the ones that were really faring better. This year, it's really going to be about less about the deep discounts, but more about discounts on selected items. So JCPenney is in a very good place because the consumer that traded down is starting to trade back up a little bit.
Retail analyst Marshall Cohen, thank you.
My pleasure.
And the markets are feeling good this Friday morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.75% to 10,274. The NASDAQ up 0.5% to 2160. The S&P 500 also up 0.5% to 1093. The Commerce Department reports our trade deficit grew more than expected in September, up more than 18%. Now, shrinking that trade gap is a major goal for President Obama as he begins a week-long tour of Asia today. Mitchell Hartman has more.
On the eve of his trip, President Obama explained his goals in ways a non-economist could easily understand.
It's a strategy in which Asian and Pacific markets are open to our exports.
And, said the president, one in which the U.S. is no longer the global consumer of last resort, buying and borrowing beyond its means to drive growth in Asia and other emerging economies.
What has happened is we've been buying Chinese goods and they've been buying our paper.
Meaning our debt, explains Fari Borz-Ghadar of the Penn State Center for Global Business Studies. Ghadar says the administration's message to China and other Asian powerhouses is boost your domestic consumption.
Make sure your economy grows rapidly by buying stuff internationally and specifically from us.
That way, continued rapid growth in Asia will help stimulate production and job creation in the U.S. as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at sunguard.com. American Public Media presents Workplace U, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Next week, the World Food Summit on Food Security kicks off in Rome, and a new book has been published just in time for that meeting. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
The book's called Millions Fed: Proven Successes in Agricultural Development. It's about practices that work on a large scale to boost productivity on the farm. Co-editor David Spielman says one way to improve crop yields is to invest in high-tech seeds that resist drought and disease.
Greater production can also result in lower food prices, and that can have a very significant impact on poverty.
Old-fashioned infrastructure projects can also help. During the 1980s and 90s, building roads and irrigation systems were low on the priority list for poor countries and international donors. Spielman says that's changing.
After about two decades of neglect, decision makers are recognizing the central importance of agriculture for development.
Spielman hopes the book will serve as a roadmap. Now all decision makers need to do is come up with the money to follow it. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
The magazine industry has been hard hit this year. Gourmet, Cookie, and Modern Bride, all periodical history. But there's a little varnish on all that doom and gloom. A new magazine debuts this weekend. It's called Scrubs, and it's aimed at nurses. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Fed up of seeing your makeup wear off during a 12-hour shift? That's just one of the topics the first issue of Scrubs will tackle. The magazine also has money, career, and relationship advice. Hint, if you're dating a doctor, don't carry on like the characters on Grey's Anatomy. Publisher Mike Singer says the U.S. has 3 million nurses.
And the nursing field is growing very quickly. It's really America's largest growing profession. So nurses are affluent, they're great consumers themselves, but more important than that, they're persuasive product advocates.
He says when trusted nurses talk up a product, their patients are likely to try it too. That's great news for advertisers. The first issue has ads for nutritional supplements, job sites, and fashion brands like Baby Fat. It makes Scrubs for the style-conscious nurse. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Judge Joseph Wapner redons his robes today to hear a special case in the People's Court. It's in honor of his 90th birthday. Wapner presided over the original courtroom reality show from 1981 to 1993. Wapner also got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.